The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
With me, before any of that, is Gail Carroll, who's the Director of Regulatory Affairs and Compliance Building at the FSAI, the Food Standards Authority of Ireland, to talk about this proposal that might see food premises publicly display signage to show their level of cleanliness and food safety compliance. So, Gail, you might explain a little bit what this is all about.
Yeah, great. And thanks for having me on. Yesterday, the Food Safety Authority of Ireland's Food Safety Consultative Council, so that's a group who advise the authority, and it's made up of the food industry and consumer groups, they launched a public consultation on our website. So it's an initial consultation to get the views of the food industry and consumers in Ireland about a potential for a food hygiene rating scheme for Ireland. So we're doing this as part of a bigger overall evaluation of food hygiene rating schemes to look at all of the evidence. And then based on that, we'll make an initial recommendation to the Department of Health, who would make any decision in the future on the policy for and around this. So it's a first stage to see what people think.
And when we talk about food ratings, is that a thing that already happens, but we just don't know about it, that it's not made public, or would this be a whole new body of work?
So we've been doing research and looking at other countries that have rating schemes in place, and they are based on an official food control inspection. So those inspections already happen, and they already happen in Ireland. And you'll see in our monthly pest release where they're really serious ones where businesses are closed down.
Yeah.
What would be different in countries that have food hygiene rating schemes is, based on that inspection that already happens, there would be a published rating based on the cleanliness, the hygiene, how the business complies with food safety legislation. And they're usually put up in, for example, in the window of the premises or on a website, so that people can have that information, and it facilitates transparency before anyone purchases food.
And what would that look like? What does it look like in other countries? When I walk up to a restaurant or a premises, what will I see?
Yeah. So people might know from going up to Northern Ireland, there's a mandatory scheme there, and they have a green sign in the window, and it has a 1 to 5 scale, 1 being the highest. In other countries, they have smiley faces. We're all familiar going out of the supermarket with those smiley faces that you take. So some countries use smiley faces and sad faces. Some countries have ABC ratings, and there's lots of different ways these scheme works, different kind of businesses they apply to, how you put the information out there and whether they're mandatory or they're optional. So there's lots of variations in them, but at this stage we're just looking at the initial views of them. But some people will be familiar with them from travelling.
And the rationale is what?
So, as I said, they're in several countries, and they provide more transparency for customers. So customers can have more information to make a decision on where they buy their food from. So it's to increase transparency, but also the rationale for the FSAI, we're about safer food for consumers and helping businesses be compliant. So we want to look at this to see, how would it influence consumer behaviour if they had this information? How would it impact food safety standards in food businesses? And overall, how would that impact on the safety of food in Ireland? So we're all about food safety, and anything that has the opportunity to add to that, we want to look at and understand it, but only if it works and only if it's right for Ireland. So that's why we want to gather the evidence and have a really good evaluation of the situation for Ireland.
So in layman's terms, what your hope ultimately is that I might be less likely to go into a restaurant that's rated number 5 as opposed to number 1. And ultimately, that restaurant then is conscious of that and will up their game, as it were.
Yeah.
Is that it?
And usually 5 in the countries that have 1 to 5 is the highest, is the best.
All right, okay. Yeah. 1 is the one I'm avoiding.
That's what you would imagine, that a consumer would try and go for the restaurant that has the highest rate. But it's shops.
Yeah.
Online food businesses, where it's really hard to know about the food safety standards. It might be any kind of food business.
But is that the evidence from those other countries? Does the data show that getting a low rating or a high rating, getting a poor rating, as it were, that it does cause an improvement?
Some of the evidence shows that, what consumers say they're going to do versus what they actually do would be influenced by lots of different factors. So we're continuing to look at, through our scientific committee, they're looking at what's happening in other jurisdictions to try and understand how it might change behaviour, how it might drive up compliance in businesses, because we've over 50,000 food businesses in Ireland. I know that we get headlines every month of the ones that get the closures, but the vast majority of food businesses are doing the right thing. They're making safe food. They're putting the safe food out there. And this gives them an opportunity to show that. So we're interested in looking into it and how that might help results in safer food in Ireland.
And we're going to speak to someone from the Restaurants Association in just a moment, but what would you say to anyone working in that industry who kind of hears this and thinks, oh God, more regulatory burdens, yeah, kind of more barriers to business?
Yeah, and look, we're very connected with the food industry. We do a lot of work with all kinds of businesses, especially smaller businesses, and we have a service forum with the Restaurant Association, and we have a member of the Restaurant Association on our consultative council. So we're listening all the time. We do a lot of free advice and support for food businesses, and we understand there's a lot of pressure in the last few years. And so what we try and do is we provide nearly everything we provide is free training courses, free compliance supports. But it's really tough if any food business, for whatever reason, has to close down or has any impact. So most food businesses that are closed get reopened really quickly. We understand that it's tough. We're trying to support food businesses, but at the end of the day, we're trying to make sure food is safe.
Okay. So remind us, what's the next stage then in terms of this proposal?
So the next stage is, we're asking businesses, whatever kind of business you are, it could be any kind of business, to go online, and customers to go online, and everyone is a consumer, to fsci.ie. On the front page, you'll see the consultation. Go in, fill it in. It'll only take 10, 15, 20 minutes at the most. There is an option. We're going to do more focus groups that you can give us your email address, and with no commitment that we can contact you to do more focus groups. But otherwise, it's completely anonymous. So the next stage, it's running for a month till the end of June. Go make sure you have your say, get your voice out there. Then we'll be looking at the evidence with the work that our scientific committee is doing, and looking at all of that and making an evidence-based recommendation for the Department of Health, and they'll consider the next stage.
Okay, fsai.ie. You'll find the links to where you need to go. Gail, listen, thanks a million.
Great.
For coming
Thank
in to
you
us.
Very much.
Gail Carroll is Director of Regulatory Affairs and Compliance Building at the Food Standards Authority of Ireland, the FSAI. Adrian Cummins is with me as well. He's the CEO of the Restaurants Association. So Adrian, what do you make of this proposal?
Well, Ciarán, I think it's been outlined already how difficult it is in the restaurant and food service industry at the moment to keep the doors open. And I'm surprised that the state now is bringing in another piece of regulation, red tape, in on top of us at a time where we're economically challenged. Mm. I'm here currently in Brussels at the moment, meeting with other like-minded organisations. And when they look at Ireland, they see Ireland as best in class when it comes to food safety already. And when you travel on your holidays and you go to other Mediterranean countries and you look at the restaurants and you look at their standards and you benchmark it against Ireland, and you see what we do here and what we've done in Ireland, we're in the A team.
Yeah.
Other parts of Europe haven't even caught up to us. So, you know, this will be open to the industry to make its feelings known through the survey. I'm sure businesses will make their feelings known whether they want it or not. But I think it's the wrong time. I think it's ill-judged at the moment.
Adrian, the way Gail describes it, it wouldn't actually be an extra burden on business, would it? I mean, the inspections that are carried out anyway, that data is what would be used to just come up with a score, and a sticker would be put in the window.
Yeah, so let's just talk about that there for a second, Ciarán. As outlined, as 50,000 businesses. How long is it going to take to get the 50,000 businesses inspected? Just say that you get a two-star or three-star rating and you believe you should be a five-star. Where's the appeal process around that? How long is it going to take to get the inspector back out? How are we going to benchmark and make sure that every inspection is equal and fair across the system? Because it's not equal and fair at the moment, because we have inspectors going in who have different ideas in different inspections. And we've pointed out this to the FSAI for the last 15 years. So there's a lot of work to be done before they roll out a five-star scores on the door system. And let's get it right from the very beginning. But I know that our industry is going to have its own input in terms of the survey. It's like, this reminds me now about 10 years ago when the calories on menus was being floated by the FSAI, and it never came in because we pointed out why it wasn't going to work. We're in the space at the moment that we're trying to keep our doors open, and we have the state coming in with a new, more regulation on top of the 28 other licenses and regulations that we have to implement on a daily basis.
Adrian Cummins, CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland. Adrian, thanks a million for joining us. Gail Carroll as well from the FSAI was before us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4.
on News Talk.